Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today, once again, we are talking about a show called Suddenly Royal. It deals with a guy named Drew, just a regular guy from Maryland, USA. He's an auto mechanic. He fixes and repairs cars and trucks all day long. One day he gets online and he makes a very startling discovery.
That's right. He learned that he is royalty. He is actually descended through his family hundreds of years ago to the last king of
The Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man. Now, if you're saying, where is the Isle of Man? I've never heard of this country. Well, that's because it's not a country. It's a small island near England that is actually part of England or Britain. But he still wanted to go back and visit his kingdom.
He wanted to go check it out, but it wasn't like being a king suddenly brought him a lot of money, or it didn't make him popular.
No private airplanes.
Yeah, he had to take time off work. He had to spend his own money to go there. Furthermore, he learned that the people on the Isle of Man weren't that excited about a mechanic from the United States suddenly being their king. They weren't that happy about it. So, what's going to happen when his family go to the Isle of Man? Let's find out as we go through today's article.
Reading.
Suddenly Royal. Drew and his family were excited to find out that he has royal blood. However, they're now learning that the Isle of Man's residents don't even want him to visit. People there are afraid Drew might try to boss them around. So, they'd prefer to keep things the way they are. To make sure the trip runs smoothly, Drew gets advice from his royal secretary, Lord Kevin Cooling, in England. Lord Cooling's goal is to prepare Drew and his family for life in high society. Pam doesn't feel ready, though. She's worried someone might try to run them off the island. But Drew assures her they'll be safe. When their plane finally lands on the Isle of Man, the first thing Drew does is kiss the ground. It's his kingdom after all, he says. What's more, Drew believes Lord Cooling has set him up in a small castle. In reality, the family is staying in a house stable next to the castle. Drew's journey to the throne of the Isle of Man is certainly off to a rocky start.
The story begins today by saying Drew and his family were excited to find out that he has royal blood.
Royal blood.
Royal blood just means that you are descended from royalty.
That's right.
We often talk about your status in terms of your blood sometimes. Sometimes we talk about blue blood.
Blue blood.
That means high class people, rich people, royalty, that sort of thing. We don't often say that these days, but going back to times when kings and queens were far more common than they are today, we talked about royal blood, blue blood, referring to the upper class.
Absolutely.
Society.
Of course, your blood is just the same as anyone else's blood. Basically, it just means that somewhere in your family there was a king or a queen. Obviously, the Queen of England today, of course, she has royal blood. But maybe, you know, for you, maybe hundreds of years ago, one of your great-great-great-great-grandmothers was a princess of ancient China or something like that. You could say, oh, yeah, I have a bit of royal blood. You know, my great-great-great-great-grandfather was the King of Scotland or something like that. But so, I guess he does have royal blood. However, it says they're now learning that the Isle of Man's residents, the people who actually live on the Isle of Man in England, they don't even want him to visit, of course. And a resident, yes, is someone who lives in a place.
Yes, so they don't want him to even go there. They're not happy to learn that he's their king.
Yep.
And furthermore, they say, well, we don't even want you to show up.
Yep.
All right, well, moving on with the article, it says, people there are afraid Drew might try to boss them around, so they'd prefer to keep things the way they are. Okay, so they're thinking, well, he's our king now, he's going to show up and boss us around. Mm-hmm. If you boss somebody around, it means you're going to tell them what to do.
Yes.
So they're worried he's going to get off the plane and say,
start acting like a king.
Hi, I'm King Drew.
I'm hungry. Get me
I'm
food.
I'm hungry. Yeah, make me some food. Clean that up over there.
Build a castle.
Build me a castle.
Attack Ireland.
Yes, let's conquer England.
That's right. I'm the king. I'm the boss. You must do what I say.
Yeah, but so they don't want that. They prefer to keep things the way they are. If you prefer to do something, it means you would rather do something than something else. So the people of the Isle of Man, they were happy with the way things were.
Yeah.
Not having a king of the Isle of Man.
Right.
They want it that way, the way it was. They don't want to have a new king come in. Now, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, boss somebody around is our shortcut for you. So I command you to go to our shortcut for you right now.
Hey, don't boss us around.
Too late.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, get me a drink.
Here you go, Vina.
It's not hot enough. Hit it up and get me some snacks.
You know, you don't have to boss me around so much.
The boss isn't around today. It's his day off.
To boss somebody around or boss somebody about means to keep giving orders and telling people what to do.
I'll tell them. Boss someone around means 对谁谁谁发号施令.
That's right.
Be quiet and fetch me a chair.
You know, you can only boss me around for so long before
what?
Oh. Before my real boss needs me.
Oh, the boss is coming back already?
No, it's my wife. She's the only person who can really boss me around.
Okay.
All right, that was our shortcut for you all about bossing people around, telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The people of the Isle of Man do not want to be bossed around.
That's right. They're a little afraid that Drew will show up and start acting like a king, and they're not sure they want that. Well, to make sure the trip runs smoothly, okay, if something runs smoothly, it goes well with no big problems. So to make sure everything on his trip back to England goes well, Drew gets advice from his royal secretary, Lord Kevin Cooling of England. Wow, he's got a royal secretary. How nice.
Not just a secretary, a royal
That's
secretary.
That's right. Someone to plan his days, organize his life for him, tell him what to do. And if you're telling someone what to do because you think it's the best thing for them to do, that is good advice. Advice is basically a person's opinion on something, or especially on what you should do, your actions. For example, if you're young, you might ask your parents for advice. They're older than you. They might know a little bit more, have a little bit more experience. Older people, wise people, these are the types of people we would go to for advice because hopefully they can help us to avoid mistakes.
Now, Lord Cooling's goal is to prepare Drew and his family for life in high society.
Ooh.
Your goal is something that you want to achieve, something that you want to do. And he's going to prepare him for life in high society. If you prepare somebody for something, you get them ready to do something. You can prepare for a test by studying, for example. But he's preparing Drew for life in high society. High society is just rich people, basically.
Fancy life.
People with a lot of money and a lot of nice things.
That's right.
And if you're in high society, they have a lot of rules. They have a lot of manners and etiquette. They have a lot of, for example, at high society dinner parties, you must eat your salad with this fork and not this one.
That's right.
You must cut your meat with this knife over here and not that 17th knife way down there at the other end of your very fancy place setting on the table. In other words, there are a lot of rules and a lot of things you have to know in high society that a mechanic from Maryland might not be that familiar with.
Exactly. They don't want him to go out and embarrass himself by saying or doing the wrong thing, so they're telling him the rules of good, proper behavior. And it's not just Drew who's having a tough time learning all of these new rules. His wife, Pam, is also having a bit of a difficult time. It says, Pam doesn't feel ready, though. So she doesn't feel prepared or ready for this new life being the queen of the Isle of Man. She's worried someone might try to run them off the island. But Drew assures her they'll be safe. Well, Pam knows that they're not really very welcome on the Isle of Man, so she's afraid that someone or a group of people maybe on the island, when they get there, will try to run them off the island. To run someone off of something basically means to chase them out of a place, to chase them off the island. If you run somebody off the road, you use your car to force that person off of the road. But the point is, you don't want them there. You're being very mean and aggressive, and you're chasing them out of that place because you just want them to get out of here, that you want them to leave. But Drew, King Drew, he assures his wife that they'll be safe. When you assure someone, basically you tell them everything will be okay. Don't worry, it's going to be fine.
Now, when their plane finally lands on the Isle of Man, the first thing Drew does is kiss the ground.
Okay, well, that's, I've seen other people do that.
I guess he's
showing... The Pope does that.
Yeah, I guess he's showing respect. His,
that's right.
His love for his new kingdom. He's actually putting his lips to the ground and giving it a kiss. It's his kingdom, after all, he says. Yes, it's his, so he should show love and respect for it. I hope the ground was clean. It's a runway. It probably tasted like the rubber from the tires.
Or airplane gas.
Yeah, it might not taste very good. Okay, but you know, it's a gesture. He's showing his respect for it. What's more, Drew believes Lord Cooling has set him up in a small castle.
Wow. Oh,
lovely. If you set somebody up somewhere, in this case, it means you're going to allow them to stay in a place. For example, if somebody was visiting you, you might say, oh, I've set you up in the guest bedroom. It means this is the place you will stay. This is the place you will be comfortable. So there's a small castle, which is a place where a royal family might live, of course. That's where he has been set up. That's the place where he is going to stay.
Well, Drew and his wife, Pam, must be pretty happy to hear that they'll be living in a small castle. That's nice. In reality, though, the family is staying in a horse stable next to the castle.
Oh, okay.
Not in the castle.
Not the same thing.
Next to the castle. This is in reality, in the real world. What actually happens? Not what they're told, not what they imagine or think or believe. This is what actually happens in real life, in reality. They don't stay at the castle. They stay in a horse stable. Well, a stable is basically a very basic building, walls, a roof, a few doors, for horses or other animals to live in. It's kind of a barn, basically.
Basically,
it's
yeah.
A farm barn for horses. So they're going to be sleeping on straw, grass, the ground. It probably will smell like horses and other horse things. So it's not exactly a five-star hotel.
Not where you would imagine a king or a queen would stay.
No, not unless your name was Baby Jesus.
No. There's no mangers here.
No.
Now, Drew's journey to the throne of the Isle of Man is certainly off to a rocky start.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
Yeah.
The throne is the big fancy chair where a king or a queen will sit, and people will come to speak to them. They will make requests of the king, in the old days anyway. The subjects. Remember I told you the people living under the rule of a king or queen are called subjects. They would often come to the king or the queen, and the king or queen would be sitting on the throne, and they would say, somebody took my land. What are you going to do about it, king or queen? Of course, they would say it in a very nice way. And on the throne, the king or queen would make their decision.
Yes.
Of course, there is no throne now. There is only a horse stable with lots of horses and hay where they're going to be staying. So this is a rocky start. Rocky here just means bad, rough. We saw rough start earlier as well. This is the same thing. Rocky start, rough start, just means things have started badly.
Yes.
Or not how they imagined things would be.
It's the opposite of smooth or easy. It's rocky.
Smooth start, good. Rocky start, bad.
Not so
good. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of today's article. What's going to happen next on Drew's royal journey? We're going to have to find out next time. Before we leave you, though, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So as we've learned today on the program, the people of the Isle of Man are not excited to see Drew and his family.
No.
They're not welcoming their new king with open arms.
No.
There was no big ceremony to welcome him.
Yeah.
There was no castle for him to stay in. There was only a horse stable, which really shows you how welcome he is there. Yeah, King, you're going to be sleeping with the horses.
Yeah.
And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Mm. It's a little difficult because I think often Americans think, well, in England they have a queen. They think the queen has power, like she is actually a ruler of the country and she tells people what to do and, you know, she makes rules for and laws for the country. The Queen of England has very little power now. And that's because over hundreds of years, the people of England have decided they don't really like kings or queens to have too much power. It looks nice on their money. They don't mind having a palace for the queen to live in, but they don't really need kings or queens. So I think maybe Drew went over there thinking everyone would be so excited to have their own king, but the people are like, no, we haven't had one for a long time, and that's okay. We like that. So our question is, if you were Drew, if you were going into your new kingdom, and nobody really wanted you there, how would you get the people of the Isle of Man, of your kingdom, to trust you and maybe hopefully even to love you?
I guess I would have to
win their hearts.
You'd have to explain to them that you don't want all the power of being a king. You would just say, look,
right?
I think this is cool. I think this is really interesting and surprising and shocking. I'm just here to check this place out.
But don't worry.
Not going to start ruling over you and and, you know, telling you what to do,
taking
bossing
your
you
tax
around.
Money and stuff like that.
I'm not going to, you know, have you, take all your money. I'm not going to take anything. I just want the title, maybe. It would be cool to have the title of the King of the Isle of Man. I, like you said, I would not be interested in the actual job itself.
Yeah.
So I guess he could try that way, but what else could he do?
Well, he could probably try to find ways to help the people of the Isle of Man, right?
Good idea.
Maybe this is a good story, so he could say, hey, if more people know about it, you know, if we make kind of a show for people, it'll get more tourists to come to the Isle of Man. He's a mechanic. Maybe he can offer to fix everybody's car for free.
He could call it Royal Auto Repair.
And
start a new garage.
That's right.
On the Isle of Man. And you can come and have your car fixed by an actual king. I don't even own a car, and I would buy one.
That's true.
Just to say a king fixed my car. He realigned my tires. He fixed my transmission. He gave me a new carburetor.
That would be fantastic. Of course, you wouldn't have to pay him because he's the king. He wants to help his people. So I'd say helping the people, making them feel more comfortable that you just showed up, and also trying to fix any problems that they have. Those would be some good things.
And free oil changes for everyone.
And free oil changes for everyone. And don't cut off anybody's head.
No, bad idea.
But when kings do that, people don't really like it.
No, they don't. They don't enjoy that. No. All right, you guys can have a chat about this as well. What would you do to get the people of the Isle of Man to trust you? As for us, we are out of time, but please join us again next time for English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Suddenly Royal. Drew and his family were excited to find out that he has royal blood. However, they're now learning that the Isle of Man's residents don't even want him to visit. People there are afraid Drew might try to boss them around, so they'd prefer to keep things the way they are. To make sure the trip runs smoothly, Drew gets advice from his royal secretary, Lord Kevin Cooling, in England. Lord Cooling's goal is to prepare Drew and his family for life in high society. Pam doesn't feel ready, though. She's worried someone might try to run them off the island, but Drew assures her they'll be safe. When their plane finally lands on the Isle of Man, the first thing Drew does is kiss the ground. It's his kingdom, after all, he says. What's more, Drew believes Lord Cooling has set him up in a small castle. In reality, the family is staying in a house stable next to the castle. Drew's journey to the throne of the Isle of Man is certainly off to a rocky start.
Vocabulary Review.
Advice. I went to my teacher and asked him for some advice about what I should do. Goal. One of Greg's goals for this year is to lose some weight. Assure. I assure you that you're going to do well in the school play. Reality. The reality is that scooters are worse for the environment than cars.